Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Hope everyone had a happy Easter. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which again this year is listed as one of the nation's premier community colleges, number 23 to be exact, according to College Choice. Pretty impressive when you think about there are nearly 1,500 community colleges in our country. We start off this week's show with Carrie Cobb, a career technical counselor here at Northeast. And first of all, Carrie, appreciate your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Well, you've got a huge event coming up. 2 weeks from today, it's the annual job fair. And right now, you've got more than 50 companies that have already signed up to be a part of this one. And this is for students, alumni, and for the general public.
Yes, we're excited about the job fair this year. We do this every year, the same time in April. It's a great opportunity for us to have companies and employers come in from the community and give our students an opportunity, as well as alumni and people in the community seeking employment. Gives everyone an opportunity to get together and benefit from time spent on our campus.
No question about that. And of course, there will be some door prizes for the participants that would like to be a part. And if you're a company that you're thinking, oh, it might be too late, it's not too late to register. You can reach out to Carrie if you want to be a part of this. And so, of course, if you're showing up to want to be a part of the job fair as a potential worker, then, of course, you can just come that day.
Yes. As far as companies, we've been very fortunate over the years. Companies have been very generous in their donations for door prizes, and our students really enjoy that part. It really brings them out. Students like to participate, of course, and gain from the event, but the door prizes certainly entice them and interest them in coming. Anyone that signs up at the door at the job fair that day, they will be put in the drawing for door prizes. Companies usually just bring different items, giveaway items. We've had gift cards, we've had hats, bags, blankets, all kinds of different things. We don't turn anything down, and our students enjoy it.
Sure they do. And of course, how about a couple quick reminders for those students or members of the public that want to come in, or one of our alumni to participate? Come prepared.
Yes. Our companies always give feedback after the job fair every year, and the consistent feedback that we get is they like to see any participant, students or people from the community, they like to see them put forth a little effort in their dress, certainly professional dress, nice attire, and then an updated resume is the biggest feedback we get. Companies want to see that a student or anyone participating has put forth the effort of bringing their updated resume and even several copies.
Speaking of effort, boy, we saw some great efforts the last couple of weeks. Hosted the Region 4 Science Fair, the lower division, we had 2 weeks ago. That was kindergarten through sixth grade. And then last week we had the upper division, that's seventh through 12th grade. I thought both events went extremely well. I know I was honored to MC the awards for the upper division, but we had students from all over Northeast Mississippi. I know they talked about enjoying their time on campus. And of course, we love having all of these potential students come and visit us here at Northeast.
I actually served as a judge for the lower science fair, and I enjoyed visiting with the younger students that came that day. They all had put forth a good effort, and I really seemed to be enjoying their time with us.
Yeah, that was definitely a win-win hosting the last couple of weeks, those science fairs. Now, last Tuesday, we also had a couple of representatives from Yates Construction on campus speaking to some of our career and tech students. It's all about partnerships, isn't it, Carrie, when it comes to us here at Northeast, trying to do whatever we can to make our students even more successful?
Yes, we were very pleased and very fortunate to have the Yates Company put forth the effort to be here with our students, and they shared some really good information with different programs. We had the different programs participate at different times throughout the day. Our drafting and design program, our civil engineering technology, construction engineering technology, industrial maintenance, and electrical technology programs as well. Each of those areas were represented. Yates took time, the representatives took time to explain to those students what they're looking for in employees, what their hiring process is, the training process. They really shared some valuable information to those students and gave them some insight on working for Yates. And I believe it was a great opportunity for those students.
Yeah, they all had a really a good time. And speaking of different companies and partnerships, Ray Gillard with our Career in Tech also had some great news to pass along. He had four students, Trey White, Ashley Martin, Dustin Norman, and Zach Nance. They've all received the opportunity to grab some valuable training with Thompson Engineering in Tupelo. The students will be reimbursed for the fee costs by a grant from the Mississippi Board of Contractors once they complete the training. Now, this class introduces the students to specific job site requirements, enables the students to be more useful on a job site, and allows them to network with other contractors and engineers. Another big deal for our students.
Yes, Mr. Gillard he works diligently with contractors and different people in his line of work to get his students both the funding and the support it takes to participate in these opportunities, but he also really works to get those students the training that they need and the opportunities to see different areas that are invaluable for them as far as getting out in that line of work and really knowing what it's about before they get there. And they are highly sought after graduates when they're ready to leave us because of the training that he seeks and secures for them while they're in their programs.
Bottom line here at Northeast, and you hear it every week on Tiger Talk, it's all about our students. And Kerry Cobb, you're in your sixth year here at Northeast. Just want to wish you continued success. Keep up the great work, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is the Director of Financial Aid here at Northeast, Greg Windham. Appreciate your time, Greg, and welcome to the show.
All right, appreciate it, Will. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. It seems like your financial aid office is always hopping. I know you said that there are times where there are some lulls, but you guys are rocking and rolling most of the time. And one thing that falls under your umbrella, one of the many areas, is the FAFSA. That's so important for the students to fill that out.
Yes, Will, and this time of year it's especially important as we're approaching the end of the semester for those returning freshmen and also the high school students that are getting ready to come to school as well. We do a really good job and have been successful with a lot of our local high school counselors that help us get these FAFSAs completed with these students. We go out to probably 15 to 18 high schools, and some of them we go at least 2 to 3 times a year in working with these students and getting them done. The sooner we get them done, the sooner the students get those completed and we get those in, you know, obviously it's a lot better for those students. As you say, when the summer gets here, when it gets really, really busy, it makes it really hard to you know, to get all the one-on-one personal help that we can provide with them.
Well, one-on-one, that's something you guys definitely specialize in. And so to stay out of that summer rush, get it done now. How about some tips for the folks that haven't filled out the FAFSA that need to?
Starting about 2 years ago, the federal government changed some of its regulations in requiring a tax return of a previous year. Now it goes back 2 years. So what that means is it allows the student to fill out a FAFSA much sooner. And that date now is October 1st of the current year. So starting October 1st, a student can fill out the FAFSA, and in this case, using 2016 tax return, and they can fill it out while they're in their fall semester of college, or, you know, for the next year, or for a high school senior, you know, they've been a senior for 2 months, and they can go ahead and fill out that FAFSA. What that does is it gives an extra about 3 months for those FAFSAs to be completed by the feds in our office. That is one of the things that, you know, we encourage is to do it sooner and quicker. Some other things that we encourage are having those tax transcripts ordered. That's a new term that we use now. It used to be a tax return, but the government chooses 30% to be verified. And if you're one of those lucky students, you're required to give us a tax return transcript. And in those cases, these can take a while to get. So that's another tip. Go ahead and go to irs.gov and order that tax return transcript. Be looking for information from the school. Once you submit the FAFSA, we're going to be sending you a letter telling you what you need. That's real key, to be looking in the mail for that thing, to get those all those papers back to us, because sometimes we have things that, you know, that come up that we need some additional information. One other tip that I would say was, when you're filling out your FAFSA, there is a part in there that asks if you want to do the IRS data retrieval tool. What that will do will transfer your information from the IRS into our system. If you are successful in doing that, you do not have to get us a tax return transcript. And if those who try to get those tax return transcripts at the last day before school starts can really appreciate that. That's one of the sometimes hassles just because of security. Some people find it hard to get that tax return transcript. So, you know, those are some things that, you know, I would suggest. You know, one is do it early. Number two is be looking for the information from us. And number three is give us a call sooner. Don't wait till school's about to start. Don't assume that it's done. Give us a call and let us check it for you.
No doubt about that. Well, let's shift our attention from the FAFSA to the Summer Pell Grant. It's back this year.
Yes, the Summer Pell Grant is back. It was originally here. It was here about 2 or 3 years ago we had it. And it was very successful, and Congress was able to bring it back this time. What that means is a student gets another Pell award. For a student, for example, gets $5,000 a year. That's $2,500 a semester. Starting this summer, that same student, if they are going at least part-time, which is 6 hours, they can receive the additional Pell award. If they were to go 12 hours, in my example, they would get another $2,500. If they were to go, you know, it's based on that, but you can go up to and get full-time as well. And even though it's not considered the year-round Pell for our high school students coming in, if you want to go to summer school, you need to get that FAFSA filled out for our current aid year so that you can receive that FAFSA money that you wouldn't have used this year. You have that, you could go fall and spring, and you possibly could come again in the summer and have 4 straight semesters, you know, paid for. And that's real, real important if you're trying to, you know, graduate sooner.
No doubt. Current high school students come into summer school will not be directly affected. These qualifying students that you were talking about will be using their Pell from the previous award year. But now, for these freshmen that are coming in, that are enrolling in classes, if you want to look ahead, which is probably not a bad idea, then you can start looking ahead. So then you'll know, like you said, you can kind of plan out in advance that maybe I don't have to, maybe I can lighten my load a little bit, not taking as many classes because I'll take advantage of the next summer's Pell. Or you can just accelerate the process.
Yes, and that is what the school is looking to do. You should see more information coming out from us. We want those high school freshmen, as you just stated, to be aware of the possibilities that they can come in and instead of going the traditional fall and spring and just 2 semesters a year, for those who want to move on to the senior college or graduate faster, this is a wonderful opportunity. They can use that Pell from the current year that we're in now. And like I said, they'll have that fall and spring and have summer. You know, like I said, you can go continually year round if the courses are offered. And that's something that I hope that our staff, our administration, will work harder to, you know, and if the enrollment is there, we will work harder to make sure that more classes are available in the summer. It's kind of the old "if you build it, they will come" type mentality. You know, our administration is already preparing and looking for ways to maximize this opportunity.
Well, I can't thank you enough for your time. I want to wish you and, of course, your team all the best going forward. And thanks for also being on the show this week.
All right. Thank you.
Joining me now is my trusty sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department here at Northeast, Kenny Paulgino. KP, welcome, as always, to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here. Hope you had a great Easter.
Yes, a blessed Easter to you. I know you had a great one and all those that are listening as well. Boy, it's hard to believe with Easter now behind us, graduation is right around the corner, May 10th and 11th. The spring semester is almost over.
It's crazy. It's only a month and a week left of school, which is pretty crazy. I was kind of planning some stuff, thinking about going back to Athens to see some of my buddies before they graduate, and I was trying to plan, and I got the looking at the calendar, and I was like, dang, there's only 1 month of school left. So it kind of got tight. So
we're in the final stretch run, aren't we? You remember that that last month? You were a college student just 1 year ago.
Wish I could go back.
Wish you could turn the clock back, no doubt about that. Well, speaking of the year almost wrapping up, we have some postseason basketball honors to talk about. Both our North Division champion Lady Tigers, along with our Tiger men, they were represented on the All-Region 23 tournament team.
Yes, for the women, Andrea Adams, she was All-Region 23. She was the tournament team. And for the men, Bryant Givens, All-Region 23 tournament team. Congratulations to both of those players. It's really hard to get on the tournament team, especially in the JUCO level. And there's a lot of great players. So congratulations to both of them. And then we also would like to congratulate the following players on being selected to the MACJC All-Star Game at Holmes Community College on April 13th, 5 and 7 o'clock. For the women, Andrea Adams and Tyra Tucker. And for the men, Connor McKay and Bryant Givens. So congratulations to them.
Boy, that's for darn sure. And, of course, both our men and women, they advanced to the semifinals of the Region 23 tournament, and I think that'll be great. That's nice exposure for those four that were chosen for Northeast in that All-Star game. There'll be plenty of college coaches there on the four-year school level, so that'll give them a little extra hit or two when it comes to exposure.
For sure, a little late recruiting there for the college coaches, so that'll be good.
Very good. You know, you mentioned Connor McKay going to the All-Star game, but he was recently honored as well. Both Connor and Laney Stevens were named Mr. and Miss Northeast.
And both of them are great people, come from great families. I know them personally, as I have for a while, of course, playing against Connor in high school until now. Kind of the rivalry, became pretty good friends with him. So congratulations to both him and Laney. They represent Northeast well.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for two better representatives for this year's Mr. and Miss Northeast. That's Connor McKay and Laney Stevens. We've got the Northeast Art Department will be having its annual exhibit featuring our students. The student art show will be from April 5th to April 23rd, so that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, athletically, we talked about the school year wrapping up. Well, both our baseball and softball teams, they're in the final month of the regular season.
Yes, baseball's got a big one actually tomorrow, Wednesday, as they travel to our rival at ICC. So a big one for baseball. That doubleheader will start at 4 o'clock at ICC. And also, softball is in action tomorrow as they travel to Kahoma. So both teams on the road, a big one for baseball at ICC and a big one for softball at Kahoma. Softball has been stubborn with their game, so hopefully they can keep their streak going.
That's exactly right. And then they're on the road this weekend as well. So I think they're both away from the Northeast campus.
Yes, baseball at Colin at 2 o'clock the 7th. And also the 7th, East Central, for the softball team. They're playing at East Central. So they're kind of taking tabs there, playing about the same day. So
how about that? Of course, they'll be back home next week, next time you can see the Tigers and Lady Tigers in action.
Yes, baseball plays at home April 10th against Meridian at 2 o'clock, and also April 14th against East Central, which will be a big one at 2 o'clock. And softball will play at home April 10th against Northwest, so that'll for sure be a big one.
All right, that's what's coming up at Northeast. KP, thanks for your help as always.
Thank you, and go Tigers.
Now, the staff of our Ulides Memorial Library is preparing for National Library Week. Joining us in our Tiger Talk studios to talk more about this is one of our librarians. She's also the elementary education advisor here at Northeast, Kayla Rogers. And first of all, Kayla, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, next week, April 8th through the 14th, it is National Library Week, and we use it to celebrate all the different important roles that libraries play in our community. And I know during National Library Week, the library staff will offer some different activities for our employees and students. The biggie, the spelling bee.
Yes, the Tiger Bee will be on Monday the 9th at 2:30 in the library.
Now, with this spelling bee, the Tiger Bee, as you mentioned, it's for both students and employees. So we got a little competition and a $50 cash prize for the winner and a trophy for first and second place.
Yes, we're hoping that the students will come out and try to beat the faculty.
And right now, there are some slots still available?
Yes, we could use at least five or more students, and we will always take a couple more faculty if anyone else would like to volunteer and sign up.
Kenny Paul Gino and I will talk things over after the show today. Maybe you'll get some representation out of marketing and community relations. Of course, you can email or come by the library to register. And you know, like you said, please consider being a part of this Spelling Bee. And I like the fact that you're going to have the employees take on the students, a little competition.
Yes, it's a great way for the students to, and faculty to, you know, get to know each other outside of the classroom and outside of a professional.
I think that's a great idea. You know, I visited the library here on our Northeast campus multiple times, and I'm just amazed by everything that you have to offer. There are so many services that you provide.
Yes, right now we've just got in a new shipment of materials for the students and faculty to use. We have several new movies that we've added to our collection, and we're always getting in, you know, new and recent books for people to check out.
That sounds wonderful, and I know we've got a library on our Corinth campus as well, and there are some perks involved for being a student here at Northeast when it comes to the library. You mentioned about all the updated movies, and also you give them opportunities to print so many copies a semester.
Yes, each student gets 250 free prints every term.
Wow, that is not bad at all, and I think sometimes libraries, I hope you don't take this wrong, but sometimes libraries get taken for granted. Would you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. They get forgotten about.
Yes, until they disappear.
Yes, and then you need something in its place. And then you remember, you know, libraries are, we are there to offer services that you may not can afford by yourself, but we have them available for you to use.
So National Library Week, we're, of course, being a part of this on Tiger Talk, but it's really to bring awareness of what these different libraries in all our different communities, including right here on our Northeast campus, what they're all about.
Yes, actually, this is the 60th anniversary of National Library Week. The first Library Week was actually to help promote people to read, to start motivating people to read. So every year, National Library Week has a new theme. This year is Libraries Lead, and the main goal is for people to see what the library does in the community and on our campus, because we offer services and can help those who can't have the opportunity at home to for this kind of resources.
Well, absolutely, especially when you're talking about with a book to check out or something with your class. I mean, it's the list goes on and on.
Yes, not everyone has a computer at home or internet, so being open on campus till 9 o'clock at night allows people who work during the day to come in and use our resources as well.
Why don't you give the hours once again before we wrap this segment up?
Okay, Monday through Thursday we're open from 7:30 in the morning till 9 at night, and then Fridays we're open from 8 to 12, and Sundays we're open 6:30 to 9 in the evening.
Well, congratulations on everything that you do at here at the library on our Northeast campus, and all the best next week for National Library Week.
Thank you.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. As always, we're so appreciative of the behind-the-scenes work Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell do each week to get us on the air. So, for Kerry Cobb, Kayla Rogers, Greg Windham, and Kenny Paul Gino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.